Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
They said the stock market will boom if I'm elected. If he's elected, the stock market will crash.
Stocks now down $7.6 trillion since President Biden took office.
It has hit record after record after record on my watch.
I am never going to financially recover from this.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You made the playoffs and beat the Braves, the Brewers, and Dodgers. And, you know, it's been celebrated for success in the 90s, five times World Series in a decade.
I never realized how boring this game is.
This idea that somebody is living with a lobbyist when there are 1,513 available apartments in Lansing, Michigan.
My husband and I would like to talk with you about
living
that.
Living in the residence.
I'm living with another man.
Come and knock on our door. Please company too.
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Just another manic Monday on the U.S. stock exchanges. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down another little over 1% today.
So, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on here.
329 points. Hey, that's not bad. 1%? It'll be worse tomorrow. 844-500-4242. By the way, for 1 week only, we're doing a buy one, get one free on the Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirts. And if you go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store, you can if you order one Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt, which I'll soon be wearing once the Newsmax hit is over, you can get another one. Absolutely free. What a deal. What a deal. You can save money, get your Christmas shopping done early. 844-500-4242. More scandals involving the FBI. There's this raid on Friday morning on this father of seven in Pennsylvania. At least the FBI says they didn't use a SWAT team, but there were at least 15 vehicles involved in this. This is a guy who goes and, prays at abortion clinics, or should I say a reproductive health care center, as the press release from the Department of Justice says. And so there was this old guy who works as an abortion advocate just likes to bring the women in, and he started screaming homophobic slurs at the father of seven's 12-year-old son who was there with him. And so the father of seven, Mark Houck is his name, or Hoke, pushed him down. And so the guy wanted to file federal charges against him. It was laughed out of court in Philadelphia. So now they've charged him with some kind of conspiracy charges for blocking the entrance to an abortion clinic, a women's reproductive health care center. But there are other scandals involved. Remember about a year or so ago when the FBI raided a storage facility with safe deposit boxes in Beverly Hills, and they took millions of dollars in gold and silver and currency and stocks and bonds out of there. Well, now the LA Times, again, part of state-run media, is reporting that the FBI lied to the judge to get the search warrant to get into these safe deposit boxes.
I'm shocked.
I know you're shocked, but I think the biggest story of the day, involving the FBI and the Department of Justice, it actually broke on Friday afternoon. There was a reason it broke on Friday afternoon, obviously, because they wanted to bury it. They leaked it to the Washington Post. You know, Matt Gaetz, the big Trump guy from I think he's from the Panhandle in Florida, and he's down at Mar-a-Lago all the time. You see him sometimes down there.
Mar-a-Lago,
big Trump guy. He's the guy who said he wanted to be the Republican AOC, which is kind of crazy for a number of reasons. But so about a year ago, they leaked these stories out saying that he was about to be indicted on sex trafficking charges. Eight sources, it's always the same with these. No one is named, and then when you try to get the FBI to deny the story that they've leaked out, the FBI says we don't comment on pending investigations. A group of New York Times reporters who earlier won awards for their roles pushing the Russian collusion hoax penned an anonymously sourced article with a devastating headline. This is in March of last year. Matt Gaetz is said to face Justice Department inquiry over sex with an underage girl. And it was sourced to, quote, three people briefed on the matter. Three people briefed on the matter. So it doesn't say, attorneys or investigators or defense counsel. It just says three people briefed on the matter. No identification in any other way. Later on in the story, this is another classic hallmark of all these stories. The reporters admitted no charges had been filed and, quote, the extent of his criminal exposure is unclear. His criminal exposure is unclear, the extent. But there's a headline in the second largest paper in the United States that says he faces a Justice Department inquiry over sex with an underage girl. So on Friday, 18 months after he's accused of being a pedophile and a child sex trafficker, the Washington Post published another anonymously sourced report. Here was the headline: career prosecutors recommend no charges for Matt Gaetz. And it's Friday afternoon. There's a hurricane barreling in to his home state. Gaetz couldn't very, this is the story about it in the Federalist. Gaetz couldn't very well critique the Department of Justice for their political prosecutions, because he was talking about, what they had done to Donald Trump, what they had done to Carter Page, what they had done to Michael Flynn, what they had done with all of these phony baloney investigations. But how could he say anything if he was a pariah who everyone thought was a pedophile? On the first year anniversary of the original Gaetz story, journalist Glenn Greenwald wrote that all these leaks, quote, have the effect and often the intent of destroying someone's reputation, convicting them of repellent crimes in the court of public opinion that will never be brought in a court of law, thus relieving the state of the requirement to prove the crime and depriving the accused of the opportunity to exonerate themselves. And again, what's as insidious as leaking these false charges in the first place is then they claim they can't comment because it would be a breach of journalistic ethics, right? It's like the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Well, we can't comment on what we were looking for because that would be a breach of our legal ethics, not journalistic.
Or
legal
because
ethics.
We don't really know ourselves. We're just fishing.
But then 2 hours after Merrick Garland said that, after the raid, excuse me, on Mar-a-Lago, it's the Washington Post says that they were looking for nuclear secrets at Mar-a-Lago.
Very fake news.
Which turned out to be completely false. So you compare this to what they did to Matt Gaetz. There's nothing there on Matt Gaetz, apparently. But as the Free Beacon, the Washington Free Beacon says, compare Gaetz's treatment by the Department of Justice with the tight-lipped handling of the ongoing probe into Hunter Biden, which we have to guess has turned up a salacious thing or two that hasn't made its way to the press. If you want to go in anywhere on the internet, it doesn't take you too long to find some salacious, as they say, pictures from Hunter Biden's laptop. But, you know, again, when it comes to leaks about Democrats, the DOJ has a policy of omerta that is much more thorough and complete and violable than the mafia's omerta policy. It's just outrageous. Late-night polemicist Stephen Colbert quipped that the congressman was not allowed within 50 feet of elementary schools. The Daily Beast, just last month, when obviously the investigation was dead by that point, they ran a story headlined, very fake news, 8 sources say feds are not done with Matt Gaetz. Turns out they are done with Matt Gaetz. And it also turned out that one of the people who was supposedly testifying against him was also trying to allegedly shake down his family for $25 million. He comes from a very wealthy family of Florida developers and businessmen. And they were just trying to shake him down. And, this is the way the FBI operates. If you are an anti-abortion advocate, or you just have a safe deposit box in the wrong place in Beverly Hills, or if you're a pro-Trump Republican congressman from the panhandle of Florida, they're going to come after you. If you're Hunter Biden or the Boston Marathon bomber or Larry Nassar, the gymnast molester, they'll leave you alone because you're a Democrat.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse.
Yeah, nothing to see here, folks. Move along. 844-500-4242. As you know, MyPillow has a passion for helping our listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. Now MyPillow has done it again with the most incredible My Slippers. Guys, I have a pair and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now for a limited time only, you can save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. That puts the price under $50, which is an amazing value. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that my slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede, plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever. Get your $90 off right now. Call 800-658-4965 and use the radio promo code Howie. You can also go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and don't forget to use the code Howie. Oh, Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
This week, Raycon is celebrating its 5-year anniversary with tons of amazing deals and special giveaways. You can save up to 25% across the entire site. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie, and right now you can save up to 25% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save big during Raycon's 5-year anniversary sale. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who's the most likely Democrat presidential nominee for 2024? Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, Gavin Newsom, or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
I'm going to say they're not going to be able to shed the albatross, or should I say the Alcatraz, as Mumbles Menino would say, of Kamala Harris.
Only 7% say Kamala Harris, 67% say Gavin Newsom.
All right. 844-500-4242. This is from Molly Hemingway at the Federalist. Gaetz was a highly effective member of Congress. That all changed with the publication of an anonymously sourced report accusing him of possibly being a child sex trafficker. prior to March 2021, Representative Matt Gaetz was known for prominently pushing back against Beltway groupthink. The colorful Florida congressman had been one of the few Republicans to help win the public relations battle against the Russian collusion hoax, the conspiracy theory that President Trump had stolen the 2016 election by colluding with Russia. But, you know, then they hit him with this these bogus charges. And you know, he's pretty much been semi-invisible since then. He's certainly not as ubiquitous as he was. I guess he was reportedly averaging 87 minutes a month on air during the 12 months prior to the end of March 2027. So so he was getting at least more than an average of one hit per day. He was even considering leaving Congress to take a job as a cable news host. Excuse me. And then the story broke, and that was it for him. Donald, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donald.
How many times have we heard, oh, it's not the rank and file FBI, it's just the top brass that's bad? Well, that's getting more and more difficult to justify, since it's the rank and file who are carrying out these crazy raids all the time.
I know. You're absolutely right, you know, and they always say that, you know, that it's just the rank and file. Where are the whistleblowers here? And you know, another thing, too, Donald, they're really going after these whistleblowers. I thought whistleblowers were protected by an act of Congress, weren't they? Didn't they pass some special legislation and that, you know, when the whistleblower stepped forward on the conversation between Trump and Zelensky, remember that? They wanted to protect him. They couldn't even name him. They actually changed the statute so that he wouldn't have to come forward. And then it turned out that he was reporting on a conversation that didn't take place, that the actual conversation was, as President Trump said, perfect. But the who we believe to be the whistleblower, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, we don't know that for a fact because he was never identified, but he admitted that the transcript that Trump released was exactly the way the conversation had gone down. But you're right. I mean, they don't seem to be any whistleblowers stepping forward here, or very few, considering they have, what, 30,000 employees?
Is there a line in the sand where the rank and file won't do what they're told if it's completely wrong and almost evil? I mean, this father that they just arrested, what, 25 heavily armed agents?
Right.
Oh, come on.
15 vehicles. And apparently, yeah, he had, according to his lawyers, he had offered to talk to the FBI about this. And the U.S. Attorney's Office in Philadelphia had investigated this pushing incident outside the abortion clinic and had decided not to file charges. So this is just another political persecution, you know, in the lead up to the midterms. They have this rule. I guess it's, I don't know if it's in writing, but it's a tradition that they don't file charges against anyone within 90 days of an election, any politician. But I guess it doesn't matter if they go after us. So this guy is not a politician, this father of seven that they've decided to arrest. I mean, it's totally outrageous. And what would you like? Would you like it? A lot of us have safe deposit boxes. If the feds went in to your safe deposit box, sometimes you just have a safe deposit box and you just throw stuff in. You know, you just have, you get a silver dollar or something, or a couple of silver dollars. Someone wills you something, or, you know, gives you something as a present. So you're just down at the bank and you throw it in there. And all of a sudden the FBI comes in and loots the boxes. It's like the Depositors Trust heist in Medford back in 1980. They looted all the safe deposit boxes in a bank. Only those guys were career criminals. Those were gangsters. This was the FBI, and they got a search warrant to go into this safe deposit box vault or bank, whatever it was. And just, they took out everything and they lied to the judge about it. And again, the story is in the LA Times, which is a radical chic sheet. How bad is it? Does the FBI ever do anything that isn't totally crooked? 844-500-4242-917. The left does this all the time. They picked off Giuliani, Roger Stone, Bannon, Lindell, now Gates. Anyone who's a threat, they dirty them up and destroy their credibility, and they're neutered. That's exactly what's going on here. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office misled a judge who issued a warrant for a controversial raid on a Beverly Hills safety deposit company that uncovered $86 million in cash and millions more other assets, according to a new report. A senior FBI agent recently testified that central to the plan and not disclosed to the judge was the permanent confiscation of the contents of every box that contained at least $5,000 in cash or goods, the LA Times reported. The alleged disclosure failure came out of FBI documents and agent depositions in a class action lawsuit by box holders at U.S. private vaults who say the 2021 raid violated their rights. The FBI justified the seizure by arguing that the goods were tied to unknown crimes, citing court records. Court filings also showed that the agents defied a judge's, are they insurrectionists? Are these FBI agents insurrectionists? They defied a judge's restrictions on the warrant by searching through box holders' belongings for evidence of crime, the paper said. The government did not know what was in those boxes, who owned them, and or what, if anything, those people had done. Robert Frommer, a lawyer who represents nearly 400 box holders in the class action suit, wrote in court papers. Agents searched some 800 safety deposit boxes rented by ordinary people, grabbing cash, jewelry, and $1.3 million in poker chips. They photographed password lists, credit cards, a prenuptial agreement. Was Donald Trump's will in one of these boxes? Immigration and vaccination records, bank statements, heirlooms, and a will. I guess it was there. And in one box, they even found cremated human remains, the Times reported. This is just outrageous what they're doing. The FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office denied that they had misled the judge. Man, 844-500-4242. You know, speaking of this, this isn't just a federal thing that's going on. This, the state government is doing this as well, misleading judges and lying about judges. I'm not a big fan of judges, as you know. But in Minnesota, we've been talking about that that case of the fraud with the $250 million in federal funds stolen by this group of fraudsters, mainly Somalis, Somali Americans, led by a white woman at the top of the heap. Amy Bach is her name. And so they stole $250 million. They're all Democrats, of course. So When the story broke, the Democrat U.S. attorney had indicted these 48 Democrats, 47 of whom are Somalis or Somali Americans. Some of them have already fled back to Somalia. The governor had a press conference, and he said, well, the only reason we let the fraud go on this long is because the judge okayed it, the judge in the case, the state judge. Guess what? That was a total lie, a complete lie. The judge had been told by Governor Tim Walz's departments, one of his cabinet secretaries, that they had found no fraud. So he had allowed the payments to go on, and the judge issued a statement saying, this is an abject lie that the governor has told about me. And he produced the documents, the receipts, showing that the Democrat governor had told the judge that he could, that it was okay to keep giving hundreds of millions of dollars to these crooked foreign Democrats because Democrats, right? If this doesn't turn around that governor's race out there, I don't know what is. But and this is how corrupt this whole system is. 844-500-4242-603. Yeah, like the FBI has never misled judges on warrants before. Think FISA. Yeah. What was that guy's name? Kevin Kleinsmith, the FBI lawyer who changed the email from the CIA saying Carter Page was a CIA asset in an effort against Russian spies. And then they changed it to Carter Page was not an asset in a criminal probe of Russian spies. And he got a slap on the wrist. He didn't even get disbarred. He got like 6 months house arrest, 200 hours of community service. Just, it's okay. It's okay to lie to us. And it's a secret court, you know? So Carter Page didn't even know they were seeking a warrant against him to wiretap him, to surveil him. He didn't, there was no Sixth Amendment right to confront his accusers. It was a secret court, and the FBI lied to a secret court. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Howie. So I just want to say that Getz, I think, is excellent. And I don't know if you remember this, but there was a hearing with the Department of Justice, and he was kind of grilling them about why they weren't investigating Hunter Biden. And they said that they had lost, the hard drive,
right,
and the laptop. And Getz holds up a mini hard drive and wants to give it, to the Department of Justice and just blew away that whole. Do you remember that?
No, so I don't. But I know exactly what they would say. Well, what's the chain? Congressman, what is the chain of custody? Because they've said that to me, actually, about something. I had a tape of one of the crooked FBI agents here in Boston, the hitman, John Connolly. What's the chain of custody, Howie, of this tape? What the hell am I supposed to say? They've always got an out if they want to take care of a Democrat like Zip Connolly or Hunter Biden.
Well, it's not only that, but also Jim Jordan. They tried to knock him out, because he was a wrestling coach, I think, at Ohio State.
Right.
About some sort of, and the reason they go after him is because Jim Jordan's as good as Getz, in terms of really holding these people's feet to the fire. And so they just try to neuter him, But it was the only thing better than that was when Don Lemon got, his rear end handed to him
on slavery.
Hillary Fortin.
Yeah, that was fantastic. He is such a dope, that guy Don Lemon, and he was just staring into the camera like a deer in the headlights, and just he said, "How about some reparations for slavery?" This was after the death of Queen Elizabeth, and said, "Well, shouldn't there be some reparations for black people, because of the slavery and the English, et cetera, et cetera?" And she said, "Well, who was rounding them up? All the black kings in Africa." So yeah, she said, "Yeah, I'm all for going back to the source to get the reparations." And by the way, what about some reparations for the British sailors, 2,000 of whom died in the 19th century trying to stop the slave trade that was still going on with the black kings selling their subjects into slavery? It was a magnificent put down. I think it happened the day that he was fired from prime time and moved to a morning slot, which he later claimed was not a demotion. 844-500-4242-617 says, "Another day, another crime committed by the FBI. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along." That certainly seems to be the way it is. I mean, can you imagine that? So all of these 800 boxes in this storage vault company, they were all controlled by criminals? And they grabbed all of the money and the jewelry and the stocks and the bonds and the heirlooms and the private records and the cremated remains and the wills. They grabbed everything and they won't give it back. I mean, how outrageous is this? I mean, this is not something that happens in a society that is ruled by laws and not by men. What did they think they were going to find here? Who's going to end up with all this money? 844-500-4242. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hi, Howie. You had written a book about the FBI in Boston, including Zip Conley, who was providing information and covering for murders for Whitey Bulger. You talked about Mueller and having exculpatory evidence.
Yes.
Even with that evidence in his hands, he sent four people to Walpole, I don't know, for 20, 30 years.
30 plus years. Yeah.
30 plus years. So it's not just the kingpins in Washington. It's the rank and file that are totally corrupt as well.
Yeah, Stevie Flemmy, who's now doing life in prison, he was Whitey Bulger's partner. He said in his DEA 6, you know, his basically a statement of his life and crimes under oath, he said that they had six FBI agents in the Boston office on the payroll. Six on the payroll. And they were just covering it up. And there were three generations of them, starting with H. Paul Rico, who was a World War II vet. And, he died in prison for setting up a hit in Tulsa, an organized crime hit in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on his boss, his post-retirement boss. Then there was Zip Connolly and Vino Morris and the other four or five FBI agents who were on the payroll. And then after they left, Peter Strzok came to work in the Boston office. I mean, how much more corruption can you take? I mean, we just saw it here in Boston before anybody else or before most other parts of the country saw it, or it was more overt here in Boston. But the Bureau has always been bad, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And you know, if Trump were to be reelected in 2024, he would just have to disband or do his best, you know, with what he can do in Congress to just get rid of the FBI. It's just unspeakably, incorrigibly, incurably corrupt at this point, as we're seeing every day in every way. I mean, these are three stories in the last 3 days, three stories in 3 days about this. The safe deposit boxes in Beverly Hills, the arrest of the anti-abortion activist in Philadelphia, and the attempted frame-up of a congressman.
This is your FBI.
If they can try to frame a congressman, even a rogue congressman like Matt Gaetz, what can they do to you or me? You know the answer to that. That's why I can't believe liberals aren't appalled by this, that they don't understand that the police state can be turned against anyone, and that it behooves everyone who's not an apparatchik, who's not a tool, who's not in the Praetorian Guard, the Stasi, the KGB, Gestapo, whatever you want to call them. It behooves you to make sure that those people have no power and are brought to heel, because they're going to come after you. 844-500-4242. Ann, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ann.
Hi, Howie. There was a report today that the FBI whistleblower reported to two senators or two congressmen that the FBI is pulling agents off of child abuse cases and onto January 6th so they can expand in investigating people as that ever-expanding.
Right. So, yeah, that's their thing. And they claim they don't even know who Ray Epps was. You know, there's a great video going around online. Thomas Massey, the congressman from Kentucky, he's a really good congressman. He asked Jamie Raskin, "When are we going to have when is your committee, January 6th committee, going to have some investigations on Ray Epps?" And you know what he says, Jamie Raskin? He says, "Who? He knows nothing." I mean, how corrupt are these people? They've got to be routed on November 8th. And we need, I don't have my high hopes for what the Republicans are going to do, especially if it's McCarthy and McConnell. But they've got to do something about this. They've got to have hearings. They've got to bring these people down a notch or two. They've got to, even if they have to just cut the budgeting, figure out some way to just reduce the flow of funds into this Democrat secret police that's developed. 844-500-4242. Natural gas bills will be $46 higher each month compared to last year this winter. That's a 24% increase, and that's probably lowballing it, due partly to higher gas supply prices. This is just one of the many reasons you need the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technologies and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. I've already started using mine in my office. The Gen 40 heater combines infrared and convective heat to warm a room and warms you to the bones. The heater is completely safe around kids and pets with no exposed elements. Not only do I love my Gen 40 heater, but my listeners love theirs too. One wrote, "I use this heater to heat my garage while working on my car. It did a great job heating my garage at a comfortable range." Another excellent product by Eden Pure. Right now, you can save $50 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com. Last year, Eden Pure sold out of their Gen 40 heaters, so you need to order early while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIE50. Save today and be prepared for the cold temperatures to come. You know they're ahead. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word HOWIE50. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Knock it off with them negative waves.
Why don't you say something righteous and hopeful for a change?
Howie Carr.
Excitable? You bet I'm excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
603, texter, asked the question, what's the FBI's stated legal justification for not giving those Los Angeles deposit boxes back? I don't know for sure, but I'm going to take a guess. The investigation continues. Sources and methods. You know, they've got...
The investigation continued.
603, or here's another, or 860, I heard at least two of the lockboxes were jammed full with Honest Howie's carbon credits. See, there you go. I mean, really valuable certificates and probably handwritten letters from the polar bears whose lives were saved by the La La Land liberals buying the Honest Howie's carbon credits. 844-500-4242. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi, Howie. Probably a little redundant, but I read the story about the lockboxes being removed from this. It's not really a bank. It's a vault
right.
that people pay to keep their stuff in, you know, yeah. like a storage unit.
Right.
And so 800 of these things were removed. This vault was in Beverly Hills. So there was, you know, that there was a lot of... money, jewels, whatever,
right.
a lot in those boxes. And the people had absolutely, I mean, when I read this article, I got a chill up my spine that I've never gotten before. And I remember years ago meeting a woman from Venezuela, probably 20 years ago, maybe a little more than that. And she had her life savings in a bank. And one day she went to the bank and she couldn't get in the bank. And all of her life savings, $75,000 wiped out.
Yeah,
and they said, too bad.
This happens. I mean, again, like I said, Depositors Trust in Medford. This was this bank that was knocked over by some crooked people. One of whom was later the mastermind was later murdered by Whitey Bulger to get some of the money. There were a couple of cops involved in it. The Depositors Trust. It's a very famous heist. There was one in Providence, Rhode Island, where. Raymond L.S. Patriarca thought that his minions had been ripping money off from him while he was in prison. So he hired this gang of freelance crooks to take out a company similar. It looks like it's similar to this private storage vault company in Beverly Hills. He just ripped it off. But I mean, you know, we're talking here about crooked cops or gangsters. But this is the FBI. I mean, they're crooked cops, obviously. But they went to the court. They unlike the mafia, or the crooked cops in Medford, they didn't have the option of going and getting a warrant to do this. But they did. They got a warrant to go in and take out this this bank, and now they're keeping everything that they stole. How outrageous is this? And will this be covered tonight on MSNBC and CNN? I mean, again, this is a left-wing newspaper broke this story. This is a huge, huge story. And they're going to give it a good leaving alone because the FBI and the deep state media are on the same team. I'm Howie Carr.
You may think you know the location of the lockbox.